SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we visit White Marl in St. Catherine, one site of outstanding Arawak heritage. And later, a parent month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Yo, only year ago when we make it out of there?
Yeah, man, yo, that youth that is bound for crashing on you. Him drive too hard upon the road, star.
Yo, you think I told them you want the youth about the fast driving, and him still a kill off himself. Hey, enough of them drive like a demo and up on the road, you know. Yo, I'm a profit late for me I go down for door reach, you know. Arrive alive, myself.
Kill your speed before it kills you.
As the work to expand the Nelson Mandela Highway from St. Catherine to Kingston continues, efforts are being made to preserve the cultural and historical heritage of the often forgotten White Marl. The government is to gather more archaeological information from that area of St. Catherine, where a community of Tainos once lived. While on a recent tour of the area, Culture Minister Olivia Grange said a group of archaeologists from the University of the West Indies and the University of Holland is carrying out excavation work, which would continue for at least another 4 weeks.
This is a very important site. The development and expansion of the Mandela Highway is important, but we also have to preserve our heritage. We have to use the opportunity to do as much research as we can and to preserve what is important in Jamaican heritage.
Ms. Grange adds that the researchers are volunteering their skills and efforts to the project, and time must be given for in-depth research to be done. The minister gave kudos to Lasco Manufacturing, which has its operations nearby. They invited the Jamaica National Heritage Trust to conduct an archaeological examination of the site to help discover and preserve part of Jamaica's early history.
Right now, we are of interest to the world and to the other Caribbean islands, because of what we're uncovering and because of the importance of this site.
In 1965, a museum was built in Marl Hill, as it used to be called, to showcase Arawak artifacts. The Tainos are an indigenous people who lived mostly in the Caribbean and southern Florida when Christopher Columbus ended up in the Americas during the late 15th century. They were the principal inhabitants of Cuba, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Puerto Rico. Vision 2030 is built on 7 guiding principles, 4 national goals, 15 national outcomes, and key national strategies and actions. To find out about the progress being made, visit vision2030.gov.jm.
This is Jamaica.
The JIS mobile app is now available on Apple devices. Access news and radio content anytime, anywhere on the JIS mobile app. On your Apple device, go to the App Store, search JIS, download our mobile app, and be instantly connected. Also available on Android devices, the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Time now for a Parent Month tip. Be consistent. Your rules must not vary from day to day in an unpredictable way, or children will take advantage of that. Your most important disciplinary tool is consistency. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid is inviting all Jamaicans to stand in solidarity with our children by wearing blue on Friday, November 11. Let's join together for the safety of our children. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.